Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Nolte is a senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. Good morning, Paul. Stocks rallied late in the day yesterday. It's anyone's guess as to whether this is the start of a turnaround or just a pit stop before the decline resumes. What do you think?
You set it up so warm and fuzzy on that one. The markets, I think, are still trying to figure out the Fed. And so I think tomorrow, actually, when we get the Fed commentary and the press conference afterward by Chair Powell, is really going to be setting the tone for the financial markets. Interest rates have gone up dramatically since the first of the year, and the Fed has only raised rates 25 basis points. So I think the expectations and the reaction to the Fed meeting tomorrow and commentary is really what's going to be driving the markets and set things up really for the rest of the first half of the year.
That press conference after the announcement is one that you really are waiting to hear, aren't you?
It is, because his answers, I don't want to say be off the cuff. Everything is very prepared, and I'm sure he understands and knows a lot of the questions that are coming. But I think he is going to be setting the table for what happens next. How much of the Fed balance sheet do they start pulling back on? Is 75 basis points still in the cards? He kind of threw out that trial balloon a week ago or so, and the markets haven't reacted well to that. So those are a couple things that they're going to be looking at. The other thing I think that's going to be interesting is comments around inflation, because we've seen commodity prices kind of flatten out here. We haven't really seen commodity prices go up much, go down much over the last 6 to 8 weeks or so. And that may at least help some of the inflation numbers improve in the next couple months here.
So is the goal of the Fed to reduce demand without sort of tipping over the economy?
Yeah, this one's going to be a very, very small needle to thread here. And it's going to be, you know, how do we remove liquidity from the economy? Because we put a ton in between the financial, between what the Fed did and what the government did in 2020, $20 trillion came into the economy. They want to start to reduce that. How do they go about reducing that without having an impact on demand and pushing the economy into a recession? And that's going to be a very, very tough and very fine line to go. And the other part of it is we've talked about the Fed put at different times, where if the financial markets throw a fit, at what point does the Fed say, okay, that's all right, we're going to slow down the pace of rate increases, or we're going to stop or start cutting rates? Or do they go all Paul Volcker and be very aggressive about hiking rates to cut off inflation and bring that back down to their 2% target?
What's going on with the bond market? Bonds this year have declined right along with stocks. That's unusual, isn't it?
It is very unusual. A lot of investors look at the 60-40 mix or a 50-50 mix between stocks and bonds. And typically when you get the stock market doing what it's done so far the first part of this year, declining by 10 to 15%, you usually get a rally in the bonds so that it cushions the equity decline. We're seeing bonds fall almost as much as the stock market the first 4 months of this year, and that is because of the expectations of raising rates by the Fed. So the financial markets have kind of front-run, if you will, and gotten ahead of what the Fed has done. So the two-year bond has gone from roughly a quarter to a third of 1% all the way up to 2% plus. And that's a huge move. And what that means is, as interest rates rise, the value of those bonds declines. And that's what we've seen so far this year. I don't think it's going to happen as dramatic between now and the end of the year. I think we may actually get positive rates of return on bonds between now and the end of the year. But certainly, as you look at your portfolio, and it's kind of surprising. Like, all right, where do we go and hide in this type of market?
I'm looking at what you posted in the last 24 hours or so, and you say the historical record would suggest that the markets may be in for a better second half than what has been experienced so far to date. And then you also wrote that the markets have yet to find any good footing this year, remain very volatile, and that may not subside during the coming month. You've got everything covered, don't you, Mr. Sunshine?
On one hand, yeah, things could be bad. On the other, they could be good.
Is that what you're telling your clients?
The answer to all financial questions is the same. It depends.
Yeah.
And it's really going to depend on what the Fed does here, and then some of the economic numbers and the reaction to it. The earnings season has been very good, but companies have talked down what they see going forward, and that's going to cast a pall on the equity markets as well. So historically, there are reasons for optimism, but we haven't really been in this situation before where we've had this type of a very aggressive financial and fiscal response to a situation like the pandemic. And now how do we go about unwinding that gracefully?
Kingsview Financial Advisor Paul Nolte, he's got all bases covered. And we'll talk to you again next Tuesday morning. Thanks, Paul.
I always try to. Thank you.